This is Steve Sherlock with another podcast for Franklin Matters. This is number 36 in the series. And after a series of special recordings, in particular the three-part government and its role in the economy series that captured the presentation and discussion at Franklin High School, the wonderful first-person narrative by Abraham Bolden as he told of his days in the Secret Service, it's time to return to the matters at hand this week in Franklin as it comes to a close on March 22nd. This was a roller coaster type week with some ups and downs, rumors of what the FY 2010 budget will look like, and how the cuts will affect delivery of services that we have today are on the downer side. There was a good deal of ups, though, and we'll review at least some of those here. From the town council meeting on Wednesday, the cost estimates for repairing the bandstand on the town common came in under what was initially forecasted. The seven bids came in between $88,000 on the high side and $48,000 on the low side. The town will use the low bid and only need to draw on the grant, $50,000 plus, I think it was $99 in interest that's been gained on it, from Toll Brothers to fund the repairs. There will be no other capital dollars needed at this time. The audit of the FY 2008 financial records was completed in record time and with two recommendations. One, to establish better policy and procedures around the documentation created by the DPW for their utility adjustments and abatements. The dollars were all accounted for, but trying to get the appropriate supporting documentation was challenging, hence the recommendation to correct this. The audit report is on the town website. There were no significant deviations, no errors of note, so that's all good, and certainly it came in record time, which is also good. The second recommendation the audit report made was to create a line item capital budget. This is probably overdue. As you should be aware, Franklin does not really have a capital budget. This year, the capital plan had over $8 million in items on it, and these were the prioritized ones. Of this $8 million, about $1 million is likely to get funded from free cash. Free cash is usually generated each year from the funds that were left over at the end of the fiscal year. Funds that either came in higher than expected on the revenue side or were not fully spent on the expense side. The state certifies free cash towards the end of the calendar year, generally around November and December, for the prior fiscal year, which ended in June 30th. From that time, November, December, Franklin can use the free cash for anything it would like. The caution is that this is really a one-time dollar, so it would need to be used for capital expenses rather than operational. Operational dollars need to be funded appropriately and certainly on a recurring and sustaining basis. This year, a good portion of the free cash was used to cover the shortfall in the snow and ice budget. A second amount was added to the stabilization fund to bring that total to the $5 million target. The benefits of keeping the targeted amount in the stabilization fund paid off with the reduced interest expense when the town went to market to sell a bond. This was reported earlier. The balance of free cash is targeted for use on capital, a lawnmower, the payment on the new ladder truck. Those have already been approved. The remaining capital budget is still pending a decision by the town council. They were holding off on Jeff Nutting's advice to see what the final snow and ice amount was going to be. I would think, given the timing, we can expect a decision on the remaining capital sometime in April. So this has all been in preparation of the need for a capital budget. The town has not had one in many years. Maybe it did at one time. While there's been talk, for example, of a 20-year plan to repair the roads, there actually is no budget that provides the funds for that to occur. When the town has been able to get state money, or via the use of the Water Sewer Enterprise account, to repair the water and sewer mains, the roads are repaired. Then and only then are the roads repaired. This is just one example of the need for capital budget. The technology needs of the town would also be better served with one. It does make good financial sense to have a capital budget. Shifting to the Downtown Partnership meeting this week, Sue Rohrbach, Rene Dano, and I presented on the school strategic plan that is underway. This was previously shared with the school committee at the January 27th meeting. The steering committee is still making the rounds to the various stakeholder groups within the Franklin community. To let you know, we're looking at the strategic plan previously created in 2004 and validating that the core values, vision, and mission statement are still what we want for today. And if they're not, we should adjust it accordingly. We are preparing a survey to solicit your input. It will be web-based, but a hard copy will also be available at locations throughout town, schools, library, town hall, etc. A slideshow with an audio recording is being prepared to help share this news on that effort, so stay tuned. That should be forthcoming. While at the Downtown Partnership meeting, we heard a presentation from the DPW on proposed changes to the sign bylaw. There was good discussion on this topic, and there still is an opportunity to provide feedback. There will be a presentation to one of the upcoming town council meetings, and then the planning board will have a couple of formal hearings to allow for further discussion on the implications of these changes. As I hear of that schedule, I'll share it here. One potential area for revision that I see is in the temporary sign section, where it currently doesn't cover sandwich boards. Now, what are sandwich boards? Those are those A-frame-like signs that you see about town occasionally advertising a particular event. For example, there was one last week over at the corner of King and Forest touting the bottle and can drive at the high school. Those signs are technically illegal under the current bylaw. I think if they're going to be heavily utilized, they should be accounted for in some way and certainly communicated to the entire community as to what is legal and permissible and what is not. In case you missed it, slideshows of the bandstand, the Trivia Bee, and the Harlem Wizards visit were all posted to Franklin Matters this week. In the week ahead, the school committee meets on Tuesday and may get a preliminary look at the budget and what it could mean to how the schools will operate next September. I would pay attention to that one for sure. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmattersblogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. SureSteve is SHERSTEVE, all one, @gmail.com. And the music intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt. Powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.